This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Texas's reputation as a death penalty state stands tall, but even in Texas, you have to be found competent for execution, and if you're not, the state cannot make it so. This case involves Stephen, who was convicted of capital murder for the killing of a restaurant manager during a robbery. An execution date was set, but questions arose as to whether Stephen, who was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic, was competent to be executed. A psychologist testified about his refusal to take his medication and his nonsensical ordering of words, described as a word salad. A month later, prosecutors filed a motion for involuntary medication, which was granted. 6 years later, the court found Stephen competent for execution, but the appeals court reversed, stating the trial court lacked the authority to order involuntary medication, that once a court has found a defendant incompetent to be executed, only periodic reevaluation is allowed. So you can't medicate a person for life and then take his life. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.